And 676, is there somebody who wanted to speak briefly on that subject? Here he comes, another very patient team from the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. Thank you.
676, authorize a grant agreement with Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods, Inc. for $90,000 to provide cleaning services as part of the overall management of the Inner Northeast Eastside Industrial Clean Start PDX project.
And could I just ask who pulled this item?
Mr. Lightning.
Okay, so he's not here, but since you're here and you've been very patient, I'd love to hear a little bit about it.
So I'm Adam Lyons from Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods.
I'm Kate Merrill from the Central East Side Industrial Council.
Jessica Rojas, Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods.
Do you want to start?
So this project kind of was born out of an idea that came from the Elliott neighborhood. They've been working for years with the Moda Center to hammer out a good neighbor agreement, and the Moda Center was generous enough to give them a little start, but not enough. They wanted to hire day laborers to do litter patrol in their neighborhood, and I find that problematic, to not pay people a living wage, not even a minimum wage, to come and pick up litter in a neighborhood that they may never, ever live in. So we started looking further out, and Adam is just innovative in his ability to reach out and create some pretty cutting-edge relationships. So I'm going to let Adam talk about the next piece.
So we reached out to Central City Concern about their Clean and Safe program that goes on downtown. I'm sure you're familiar with it, vocational rehabilitation. And so we kind of hybrided it, and we are working with Central Eastside Industrial to bring a pilot project called Clean Start PDX, which is one FTE, to basically clean about a square mile of some of Central Eastside Industrial, the Lloyd District, and also Elliott. And this would be a year pilot program, and the idea long term is to hopefully replicate it throughout the East Side, especially areas that are getting that have kind of visible livability issues, like I think Central East Side Industrial has experienced and Elliott has expressed that they've been experiencing. So, Kate.
Yeah, we were very happy when Adam came to us because this is something that we had already been thinking about. We had been in conversation already with Central City Concern, and this really gives us some leverage as we try to find some long-term sustainable solutions for a clean and safe district. One thing that's great about Central Concern and this project is that we will have one point of contact. We'll be going around these neighborhoods, and we'll be our eyes and ears for the neighborhood. We've seen a lot of increased drug use in the neighborhood and a lot of trash dumping. We just had a Solve event and picked up over 1,000 pounds of trash with 60 volunteers. Yeah.
That's impressive. Thank you.
So it's our hopes that by bringing in a clean and safe worker to these neighborhoods, that they're going to be able to provide wraparound services to people who directly need it. So it's just more than just litter patrol, but it's about getting people connected with the resources they need, and also so that people who are vulnerable, they could see what might be on the other side.
Well, this is great, and I'm sorry that the individual or individuals who pulled this program didn't stick around for the testimony. And again, this is our third or fourth or maybe fifth ordinance today that speaks to the concerns that they have been levying towards this city council in fairly direct terms. So I just want to say how much I appreciate the innovation that went behind this and the fairness angle that you're putting on this in terms of family waged jobs. I think that's great. And I'm super appreciative of this. I don't know, colleagues, if you have any more comments on this or if there's any public testimony on this item. So one individual, Paul, like to come up and speak a piece on this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Paul Van Orden. I'm actually going to take a liberty.
Please.
On my lunch break at the moment, and just want to say, as the president of the board at Northeast Coalition, I am most excited at the innovative programs that our staff are pulling together, and just want to thank council for support as we move forward. I think you're going to be very pleased with the ways that we're trying to build community and transform Northeast Coalition of Neighbors into a new entity unlike we've seen in the past. So thank you very much for the support.
That's great work.
Great.
I'd just like to thank everyone who sat out this lengthy session to give testimony and say how impressed I am with the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods and all our neighborhood coalitions. They're all doing really innovative, vital work in our community, and I'm pleased to see this moving forward.
Very good. And again, these are emergency ordinances, so we won't be able to take a vote just yet. But I want to thank you for coming in and providing that clarification. So the public record on these two items, 665 and 676, are closed. We'll continue these items until we have a quorum.